That's such a good intro song. We got so lucky. Huge shout out to Redline Drive. If you haven't heard of them, go check them out on Instagram. Go check them out on Spotify, Apple Music. They're awesome. Local DFW band. And yeah, they're bringing back like 80s hair band rock. So I'm here for it. Also, hey, hello, hi, howdy, and welcome to episode 108 of Wanna Hockey, where we talk all things Texas hockey and the stories and culture that surrounds it. We're back. We're back with the OG crew. Shannon's taking the week off, but we are back with the other three. We've got a lot of shit to unload this week, boys, because we missed last week. Playoffs are looming over everyone, but you guys know the drill. All the French fries know. Before we jump into it, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms, all at Wanna Hockey. That being said, we got to catch up, guys. It's Schmitty, dubbed by Brett and DJ Fingerbang Blast, Jason.
Oh, well, hold on, man. We got to get that correct, man. It's not Finger Blast. Come on. I got a reputation. It? It's DJ Funky J.
Oh, that's way more toned down.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're back.
Worked out of this, dude.
Yeah. Okay, fair. I think the other one might get you work in a different field.
Exactly.
Bucks wild.
I pay more, though. Yeah. Might pay more.
That might, honestly. But Pat, how have you been, man? We took the last week off to kind of sit back, relax a little bit. What's new with you?
Man, it is same shit, different day. I was disappointed today with UPS. UPS is the worst because I ordered my All-Star jersey back in like February. And early arrival, quote unquote, today. And I wake up and get an email and it's been delayed. I was so excited. I was going to wear it to our recording today. Mm. Make you guys a little bit jealous. And then,
I'd have been jealous, for sure.
Yeah. So, disappointment to start my day. Overall, though, been chilling, man. Played some golf past couple weeks. Not last week because it was a St. Patty's Day parade, which...
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty subdued relative to previous years.
I respect that.
Yeah,
it was hard. It's hard. It's hard to not be subdued at those.
Dude, especially it gets a lot worse whenever you get a little older. And
oh my God, it just catches up to you so quick.
Yeah. By like noon, you're just like, what am I even doing here? I want to go home.
I mean, we made the mistake of, we've never gone, but we went to the block party, which I recommended against. And it was not worth it because you got to pay $20 to get in. They have... It's cash only if you want to buy a beer at a not bar, and the bars are packed.
That's ridiculous.
So we just went, hung out for a little bit, ended up at Barley, which is a pretty decent walk. Probably walked like 5 miles, 6 miles on Saturday, which is more than usual.
Calories in, calories out.
Yeah. But it was a fun time. You know, I actually did not get home at 5:30 and pass out and be hungover at 10, which was nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Been there before.
Me and watched, you go, sister.
Watched the whole Stars game, which we'll get into.
Yep.
And then Saturday. No, that was Saturday. Sunday, played golf at... where did we play? Oh, the Golf Club of Dallas. Down kind of by the zoo a little bit. No, yeah, off 67.
Okay.
But... pretty decent little track. Shot a 93, not my best, but like I told you guys in the pre-show, waiting on my swing coach to put the order in for some new fitted golf clubs with their TaylorMade rep. Never had clubs that were like for me. I just bought stock on sale for like $400 when I first started. So
yep,
super stoked.
It's gonna be a legit. So you're doing good, though.
Yeah,
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Hanging in there.
We love to hear that. Jason, what's up, dog? We got another cool little experience coming up this Thursday.
Yes, we do. Can we? Are we? No, we're not even allowed to invite them out because you have to buy a ticket. And it's wait, so if you were to
No. I think you can just show up for, let's just spoil it. We're skating at the CutX Event Center this Thursday in another form of the quote-unquote Rink of Dreams style skate where you get to go out on the main ice, which is kind of a full circle for me, but we'll get into that to this in a second. But yeah, if you want to show up, I believe it's at 2 p.m. is the puck drop. I'm almost positive.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Dope.
I've been in the chat all day. It's been popping off.
Yeah, nice. Dude. Fink loves Taylor Swift now. I don't know if you guys knew this. I have pictures that shows he loves Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Can you share those for
absolutely. I'll put them in the
safekeeping
in the chat.
Oh, they're on social media, so they're there for everyone to see. Apparently, I'm a Swifter or Swifty or whatever those 14-year-old
You know damn
girls
well
are.
It's a Swifty. And that's
I do not. I don't, stay so far away from that circle.
And just act like you don't know what's going on.
I truly, honestly don't. I just know that didn't she get dumped by John Mayer? I know she's been dumped by everyone,
but
I don't remember. I think it was John Mayer, and he is a far superior musician than she'll ever be. I don't care how many of these front-facing awards she's won or how many times she's been nominated by the crooks in Hollywood.
I mean, I don't think we're debating whether she's better than John Mayer. Like, we all know John Mayer is better than her.
Facts.
But you just love Taylor Swift. And you know what, man? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Okay?
I am not.
Not?
When I wake up, I am feeling every bit of my 35-year-old body.
Then you need to go back, chill, relax, put on 1989, and just relax, man.
No, the only things I needed to listen to from the 80s are bands like, what is it?
Twisted Sister.
I like to rock the Casbah. That's a thing for me. Michael Jackson, even though he did some really questionable stuff outside of his profession. But
Allegedly. I'm kidding. I'm not here defending Michael Jackson by any means here. Okay.
I'm also a big O.J. Simpson fan.
Yeah, but let's talk about O.J. at that. You know?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, but if I were to do it, this is how I would have done it.
Yeah. I'm just letting you guys know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a really cool experience coming up on Thursday at the CutX Event Center, actually when this will be coming out. So if you're listening to this at 8 in the morning and you're looking for something to do at 2 p.m. specifically in Allen, Texas, stop on by and then hang out with us afterwards. We're going to all be at the Americans game. We got a really cool setup in one of the suites up there. So we're going to be dancing around the entire arena pretty much all afternoon. So it's going to be a really fun time, and I'm looking forward to
Hell yeah, brother. And we're going to go to Pluckers afterwards too.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to. But that place is going to be packed.
Absolutely. Well, you know, is it the first day of the actual tournament, though?
I think March Madness is in full effect.
So I've been told that if, you know, we ever make a big time, we need to go down to Vegas and just go for the first weekend of the tournament. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I've been told that is an experience.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure those sports books are packed. Oh yeah.
What's Hussein?
Hussein. He's the man.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Let's hit him up, man. Next year, let's go to fucking Vegas for this.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
Yeah.
A year all ahead right, to plan. I'm not even a basketball fan, and I'm much less of a college basketball fan, but just the experience. Especially
college,
being me.
Two boys at A&M, man. They're ripping it up right now.
Number 7 seed I saw. I got social media.
We might get that A&M Texas matchup.
Ooh. I did put it in my bracket, so they are playing. I think is what in the quarterfinals. I
think is where they matched round up. Of 32. I think is where they'll match.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
It's almost an inevitability unless somebody just royally fucks it up, which
That's
would be
true.
Pretty think, hilarious.
Yeah.
Either side.
I do love a good upset. I'm not, not a fan of anything college basketball related, but I am a fan of upsets, and I'm all for it.
Let's be honest. College basketball.
All 5 upset.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be honest, though. College basketball outside of the tournament is borderline unwatchable.
So stupid.
100%.
It's so dumb. It's such a waste of time. I get that they're trying to play to get into the tournament, but I'm like, literally, why? Who cares about it until March? Nobody.
No.
Unless you went
like around right around March 1st, that's when all the conference tournaments start happening, and then then you just roll into the tournament. And that's kind of when I start watching, like, okay, cool. North Texas wasn't good. Actually, North Texas was great this year, by the way. They got absolutely robbed.
Okay. Yeah, they're in the NIT.
NIT, man. Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to win the fucking NIT, though.
I love it.
Mark it here, man. What is it? 9:02 on Pi Day. So,
you could say you believe in the Mean Green.
Jason. Oh, I do believe in the Mean Green. I do believe in the Mean Green.
Come you gonna go see UNT play in the tournament? Maybe
I might go see UNT play. No, they're playing locally though. Yeah, I think so.
I have no idea.
I don't think they have like centralized locations like the March Madness tournament does. I think it's a lot of home games.
I should know this as the resident UNT alumni and Mean Green fan.
Yeah, we're going to get to the hockey in just a second, but yes, there's a lot going on right now in the sports world. Aaron Rodgers is in a dark place. Literally, he locks himself in a room with no light for an entire weekend, and now he's probably going to be a part of the New York Jets.
Well, he's like actively tampering.
Yeah, he's basically saying, I want you to get these four top star receivers and I will come. And which one of them, Lazard, signed with the Green Bay Packers today. And so it looks like they're pointing in the direction of getting Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, which would be absolutely hilarious because I hate Green Bay. I just don't care for the team or the franchise. But to see them fall from grace even further than they have is just so much fun. So much fun for me. But
it's Jordan Love time.
It is Jordan Love time. But we're gonna have to talk about something else that we love. Jason, you know it. I'm gonna toss it over to you. We need to hear more about these absolutely phenomenal fall in love Conway and Banks bags.
Guys, more. You need to get in on this while they still have it. Guys, they have the D5 version back, baby.
They're back.
They're back, quack, baby. Quack, let's go quack, fucking quack. Do it. Sorry, did I cuss and then, or did we already drop a F-bomb?
Oh, first five seconds.
Okay,
in.
Cool.
That yeah, right let then. It fly, baby.
Whatever. Hey, guys, oh, yeah,
we already fucked it up.
Yeah, we did. They all right, again.
Go ahead and add the E to this one. It's fine.
Beep. Yep.
All right, but if y'all are looking to replace that old moldy hockey bag with the busted zipper on it, go check out conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. They include those removable organizers that keep all your shit organized. We can say that now because we've already fucked this one up. And it keeps everything dry with those waterproof materials and those giant vents on the side. You know what my personal favorite feature is?
Well, what's that? What's your personal favorite feature?
It's the foot mat that unzips. You got to put your feet on there. It actually holds up pretty well. Like I've actually started using this recently, and my skates don't ruin it, so it's great. Because we've been short like quite a bit, like in our locker room as of late.
Uh-oh.
So we have like 10 skaters as of late. But anyways, guys, it comes in 3 different sizes and 4 different colors currently.
Whoa.
So you'll be sure to find one that you love. Go ahead and get 10% off by using code WHATAHOCKEY10. And get your gear to the rink in
you guys already heard that we're gonna have an awesome week. We're gonna be skating at the CutX Event Center. Jason, you got one something. More thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna go to Pluckers, and you know what Pluckers has a lot of?
Wings.
Well, what do you put on those wings?
Sauce. Oh, did you just set me up for a fantastic segue to talk a little bit more about our friends up in Minnesota that run Sauce
baby.
Toss?
You get a clap for that one.
Man, you beautiful. Caught, yeah, you caught me off guard. Well played. Yeah, if you've heard about us talk about Sauce Toss, now's the time to get in on it. Go to saucetoss.com and get set up with your entire kit. Hashtag bags for beauties. We ran a code with them all of 2022. Wada Sauce gets you 10% off of your entire order. And guess what? They're going to let us do it again in 2023. So here we are. 10% off. Use code Wada Sauce. Head over to saucetoss.com. It's literally bags for beauties. It is the cornhole game essential, but for hockey players specifically, but all ages and all skill levels can play. It makes you better. And I think Max Domi played Sauce Toss quite a bit. Because that feed that he gave to Miro to beat the Kraken in overtime on, what was it, Friday night?
the most beautiful just, thing I've ever seen.
It was so choice. But yeah, head over to saucetoss.com and get ready for the off season in the best way possible. Hashtag bags for beauties. And before I jump into what we've got going on, third line draft. We're still homies with them. We're going to be rocking with them pretty much all year long, or as long as they'll have us, because we love these guys. Third line hockey is all about bringing like-minded individuals together for hockey-filled excursions. Colorado Springs, Las Vegas, they're going to North Carolina. They're going to be homes to all these different drafts. But yeah, make sure to head over to Third Line Draft, but that's spelled 3, RD Line Draft, like the British spell it, draught.com. And make sure to follow them on Facebook, because they're still trying to build their following base. So head over to the Third Line Draft or Third Line Hockey on Facebook and stay in tune with all of their upcoming tournaments and updates. They've got some really cool jerseys that also support some really cool organizations. So we posted one of them on our Instagram and Facebook in the last couple weeks. So make sure to head over to thirdlinedraft.com today. Boys, I know that people are listening. We're not doing a live podcast this week. We're going to do the pre-recorded. So this is going to be coming out in a couple of days when you guys, the French fries, hear this. I'm not in the same room that I have been literally since we started this podcast. However, 2.5 some odd years ago, I am in a brand new office. Oh, it's office, isn't it? I am in a brand new office in a brand new home. And I could not be more excited. I'm not going to tell people where it is, because if I know you close enough to tell you, you already know. But yeah, super excited for this. The walls are kind of bare, so I'm really looking forward to decorating and getting this place set up. So when we do more live shows, which I think is gonna be happening more and more often in the future, because people seem to like it. This place is going to be just completely decked out. I've just got a couple of our WADA hockey jerseys on the ledge behind me, but there's going to be a lot. It's going to look like Jason's office, I hope. Yeah, that's the goal.
I hope so, man.
Office goal,
I have some Jason. Stuff I could probably donate to you as well.
Oh my gosh. Let me get this stuff unpacked. I've got about eight boxes. So
I've got tons of bobbleheads. I need to
offload. I've got a couple that might have suffered a couple of broken arms on the way over, but
Did you not
glue them back?
Oh, what? You should have consulted me. I'm the expert packer for bobbleheads.
Well, it's a little far past that. That's okay. Super glue will fix the trick. They're not going to be moving around unless it's like Toy Story and they come to life and then fight and play at night. But
you never know, man.
You never know. We got to jump into some hockey. It's been 18 minutes and we really haven't talked anything outside of the Max Domi sauce pass. So I'm sorry, French fries. We're excited. It's been 2 weeks since we've done this, so we had to catch up with everybody. We got to take the time to give a huge shout out to a friend of the show, Les Lancaster. We've had Les on numerous times, and we have followed his journey from the Allen Americans to Ilves. And last week, Les was, in fact, so much more, as he broke the single season record in points for an Ilves defender with his 45th point of the season. It's honestly no surprise, considering the final season he had with the Americans. He was named the ECHL's Defenseman of the Year and was one of the finalists as a defenseman in MVP voting. And we got to congratulate Ilves for clinching a playoff spot once again. So be sure to follow along on all of our socials at WADA Hockey. And if you don't follow Ilves, they have a really cool social media, like complete overhaul, graphics-wise, video-wise. I don't understand any of it whenever they do interviews, but I just press the translate tweet or translate, you know, post, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, they're in the playoffs, so hopefully we can get a deep run out of them. We've already said it before, Les is going to be back in Tampere next season as well. He signed a one-year extension earlier in this season, so I know Ilves has been asking personally, when are you going to come over here? Well, just moved into a house, and I gotta find a way to make more money, because it's not a cheap trip, that's for sure. We've already talked about it. We're skating at the CutX Event Center on Thursday this afternoon. I'm going to say it because technically this is Thursday for the people that are listening. Home of the Allen Americans, but the Allen Americans have had a tough go of it on the road in Idaho. The Steelheads are, in fact, the Stars ECHL affiliate, and they're also the Mountain Division champions already. They are having a dominant season. The Americans dropped both games and currently, as of recording, sit in fifth place in that division. Boy, we are just, I'm like dash two on the mispronunciations today. And unfortunately are on the outside looking in when it comes to the Kelly Cup playoffs. But the Americans are welcoming the Utah Grizzlies to town this weekend, starting Thursday night for a three-game set. And they look to get themselves back in a playoff spot. Our boy Hammer and Hank Crone continues to light it up as he leads the ECHL in points with 80 and looks to continue his hot streak on the way to 100. You want to know who's chasing him for that top spot in points in the ECHL? That would be Jumbo Jack Combs of the Allen Americans with 77. Talk about, I don't want to say it's a career resurgence, but it's very impressive to see what this guy's done at the age that he is, because I think he's around like our age of like early 30s, early mid 30s, maybe even late 30s. I don't know. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. What's that?
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, we get it. You help us in the age bracket. The offense has been there for the Americans, who look to rely on more dependable goaltending moving forward. Like I said, we're going to be out and about this weekend and Thursday at the Cudex Event Center. So make sure to say hello and grab a picture with us. We'd be delighted to. Moving on, up a different league. We're in the AHL now, where the Texas Stars continue to sit at the top spot in the Central Division in the AHL with a one-point lead over the Milwaukee, or as they say in Wayne's World, Milwaukee Admirals, with 72 points. They're 5-5 in their last 10 and have an upcoming game against the Bakersfield Condors. That's actually going to happen tomorrow, so this is going to be kind of a past tense thing. And a couple of games against the San Jose Barracuda. So we are working on getting one of their players, or all of them, I would love it, on the podcast, so definitely stay tuned. Para that.
All of them all at once.
All of them. The entire organization on one microphone, just passing it around. You're just going to hear a lot of...
Yeah. Mic.
But,
it's a really coherent interview process going.
We really, really do. As I mentioned earlier, the Stars, they got Kraken this weekend. Hey-o. They most recently took both away games in Seattle with the first, wait for it, in overtime. The Dallas Stars won a game in overtime. The aforementioned Max Domi had... I didn't either. I thought they forgot that there was an overtime the way that they've been playing, but God bless those boys. They got one, and I am just over... I was over the moon for that. That was such a delightful give and go from Max Domi. I am just on fire with messing up today.
You need a Red Bull, sir?
I had like a 2.5 hour nap today, and let me tell you, I'm still not... I'm not firing on 100% right now. So, but Max Domi, one of the most amazing sauces to Miro Iskinen, to put that game away. And then just, what was it, last night, Sunday night, a dominant display by that team, a 5-2 win. Wyatt with one of the most impressive goals of his very young career. And you know what? I didn't have this in the run sheet, but I am getting sick and tired of the lack of respect that Wyatt Johnston is getting in the rookie race. Like,
he
didn't, none.
He really need to put
He doesn't even get mentioned.
None. He doesn't. And this kid's having a stellar, stellar rookie season. And then you look at what he's done for the resurgence, the Renaissance. I don't know if Jamie Benn has the same season that he does if Wyatt Johnston is not a part of this organization or not on this team this season. I just don't think. I think that Ben's got this Papa Ben attitude where he's like, I'm going to watch over this kid, but he's going to make me better. And for that, we're all going to be better. So just give him some respect. Put some respect on his name.
Wyatt's got two dads now.
Yeah. He's got Pavs and he's got Ben. Yeah. We're progressive, baby.
I mean, well, he's got three dads four. Then, because he also has Dadnov.
Oh, yeah. Who has also made his way into the lineup and made a huge difference almost instantly. And the other end of that trade, the daddy trade, which I love the fact that the team is now calling him daddy, and that I love that it makes people uncomfortable.
I mean, you had to make that work,
you
right?
You had to. Dennis Kurianov is scoring goals again. What is going on with Gary? You know, it's good for him. Good for him. The Canadians are not threatening in any way, shape, or form. They're not going to make the playoffs. Cole Caulfield's out. But you know, it's good. He needed that. And Dadonov coming down here is great too.
Yeah, I think this is like a classic win-win. And there's no Stars fans that you'll find out there that have any sort of animosity towards Gary. It was more or less like we wanted him to be better than he was, but it was like Nichushkin. I don't think he didn't have an opportunity. I don't know if it was system fit or what, but he just,
I mean,
it wasn't going to work here.
Take the heat, you know?
Yeah. It was, yeah. I think it was definitely a system fit. And the one thing that I will say about Gary that's different from Val Nichushkin is Nichushkin came out.
Fucking Matt Murray.
Oh, yeah. Matt Murray getting the start in net tonight.
He's at a whopping zero save percentage, just for those not following along, and it's 2-0.
Yeah.
I am glad that I do not have that game on, and I am very, very okay with not watching it until the replay. That being said, Nichushkin admittedly quit on this team. He said it after he left. He said that I gave up. I wasn't having fun anymore, and it was becoming more and more of a burden to be at the rink. So, you know what? Good for Gary. I'm happy for him. Happy for the success that he's going to have. As of now, even though we are down 2-0, to the Vancouver Canucks, who apparently have had our number for like 7 or 8 games now. I think we're 1-7 or 1-6 against them in the last 7. It's not pretty. And the Canucks are a dog shit dumpster fire franchise. So naturally, we're going to get just waxed by them.
And fucking Thatcher Demko is going to stand on his head, even though he's a garbage goaltender on a garbage team.
Yep. Say all true things. And of course, you know what? Otter did need the night off. Seattle, surprisingly, one of the better teams in the NHL. There is a very real chance that we could face them in the playoffs, possibly, maybe. But yeah, they're having a really successful second season from being a expansion team last season. So in an expansion draft where I think people just like assume that they were trying to tank right away. So I don't know. An enigma. But as of recording, we are at the top of the Central with 87 points. We have a 3-point lead against the Minnesota Wild, which they're coming back strong. That's a little frightening, but I don't think I'm really too worried about them in the playoffs. I don't think that they're a playoff team, honestly. I don't think they were last year, and I just don't see them making a splash in the playoffs. Patrick, your reaction tells me we're down 3-0.
No, we're about to go on our second penalty kill off of a tap in the skates, and I don't know who got quote-unquote tripped, but he got tapped in the skates, went down to his knees, and immediately got up, and the referee put his fucking hand up. Put your fucking hand down, dude. That's not a trip.
Love to hear it. We love
and
to
And
that
hear was Domi that quote-unquote tripped him. God, NHL...
Yeah, the NHL is suspect. It has been for a while when it comes to officiating. There's been a couple of occasions. Erik Karlsson threw his helmet on the ice. I can't remember the coach. I see his face. Might have been the Rangers. I don't know. He got fined $25,000. The referees are terrible. That's nothing new. But you know what? Let's talk about something more positive. Because in our week off, the Dallas Stars took on the Colorado Avalanche, the defending Stanley Cup champions. And I heard Avs fans, they're like, oh, we're going to put these guys in their place. Top of the Central. Yeah, we're coming for you. And then the Dallas Stars proceeded to put up 10 goals. 10! Can and absolutely exploded after having one of the bigger slumps in recent memory of this team this season. What a way to come back. And I mean, I skated that night, so I wasn't able to watch the entirety of the game, but every time I would come back to the bench and I would see my phone light up, it was like 6-0, 7-0. And I was like, this is unreal. I don't know if you guys got to watch the game.
No, I did until like goal like 5, and I was like, you know what? I think we got this in the bag.
We got this in the bag.
Then like kind of like what you said, my phone just kept going off. Like I kept getting notifications on my watch. It's like, okay, cool, we scored a goal. And then like I looked down, I was like, I thought I just got a notification about a goal. Then I like scroll, I was like, oh, we're like, it's like 8 goals now.
We got a lot of goals.
I watched outside of the first like 5 minutes because I was doing something. I watched the entire thing, and after like goal 6, you can't do anything but laugh. And I want to give the Buffalo fans props because when they hit 10, you saw the Buffalo, those guys in their jerseys, sweaters, like high-fiving each other. Like you have, it's like if you're the home team and having a perfect game thrown against you, you have to cheer for it.
Yeah, absolutely. They were saying, we want 10, we want 10. Yeah. So we beat the Avalanche heartily. Then we go to Buffalo. We throw up 10. What, Patrick, since you watched the game, what kind of stood out to you the most in that game? Was it more a lack of talent between the pipes for the Sabres, or was it just like the Stars just found the mesh that they needed and just piled it on?
It was a little bit of both, and I felt bad for, I don't even remember who the goaltender was for Buffalo, but you know, after 4, I think it was 4-2 at one point, and I can kind of understand you don't want to pull him because maybe there's a chance, but after 5, he just looked so beaten down. There was no defense. The Stars were skating in and out of the zone pretty much at will, making cross-ice passes, getting rebounds. Like, he was doing his best, and I think he still had a better save percentage than Otter did in the game because he faced 49 shots.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, man, you like, yeah, Eric Comrie, that's right. But at a certain point, man, you got to take him out because everyone after that, I just felt like, dude, just nut punch after nut punch because he was getting no help defensively. Stars were doing whatever they wanted in the offensive zone. I don't think even
Suter got one.
Yeah. If Ryan Suter is scoring, then we're in trouble.
That was.
Did he have a multiple point game though?
Did Suter? I believe he did. I think he had a goal and an assist.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the box score here really quick.
But that was the. I think that was the biggest takeaway is that we've been bitching for the last 3 years about depth scoring because the top line with Robertson, Henson, Pavelski has carried this team.
Yep.
And
Roddick was a goal away from a.
Yeah,
little Hattie, yeah.
Foxa is the only one that's close to a hat trick, which I'm not complaining because that's fantastic for him. Glad to see him get in a groove. And it shows that the moves that Nil made at the gym, I like where we're at, Nil, made some good trades, which we're already seeing the results of. Not only on the score sheet, but I like what Domi brings from a physicality and pest perspective. And if we could continue to see the Domi, Marchment, Delandria line, I'd be so happy because a line of 3 shitsters, you're going to take penalties, but you're also going to draw a lot more than you take, assuming Marchment can get it under control when he's back healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that real quick before you go on, it is ironic and kind of sad that Domi was brought in here to play alongside Marchment and Sagan. And as it stands, Domi is having to play with ragtag lines. Not saying that our team is ragtag by any means, but Sagan with the superficial cut and Marchment having to be sent back down to Dallas today for that injury that he suffered on Sunday. Boy, guys, time is irrelevant. Was it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Time is irrelevant over here in this new house. So, yeah, it's a bummer because I think that line was really getting to a point where they were starting to mesh really well, obviously. But you know what? It just means if we can keep up the pace and not play bottom tier teams like the Vancouver Canucks where we absolutely collapse and they can come back and be fully healthy for the playoff run, watch out. This team is going to make a splash in the playoffs. They are built for the playoffs with the exception and I hate it. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but goaltending. Ottinger is going to have to play every game again. There's just no way around it. I'm sorry, Matt Murray. You're not ready for the NHL, and it's showing right now.
What is wrong with Wedgewood? Have they said?
I don't know. He's traveling with the team.
And I feel like he's been day-to-day for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, a lot of days.
Yeah.
Do you guys want a fun stat really quick about the 10-4 shellacking that we gave?
Jason, nothing. Yeah, nothing would make my night better.
There was only two players without points that game. Can you name them?
It's Jake Ottinger.
Oh, well, aside from Ottinger, of course.
Oh, okay. I saw this. I saw this.
I know one.
All right, hit me.
S.L. Lindell.
Yes.
Didn't have one. And
I thought Ottinger was the only other one. There's three. So there were three total.
I guess three. Yes, technically three.
Okay, so Essa and I know Yanni got one.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Lundqvist?
Nope.
No.
He didn't play.
Shout out Joel Hanley. Shout out Joel Hanley.
And Hanley got one. So yep. I will give you a hint. Go ahead.
Was it Ty DeLandria?
Nope. DeLandria got one, got an assist. It was our boy Tyler Seguin.
Oh yeah. Was that the game that he...
Ice. Yeah, yeah, I only had 3 minutes on the ice. So.
Which, it's insane. You called it a superficial cut, Fink, which it is, because there was not any tendon or artery or ligament damage. But 30 stitches in your leg, and some of those being in the muscle?
Like, that's hockey tough.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Like, it's literally to the
point. I can't imagine.
No. The reason that he's not skating is not because he doesn't want to go. It's because the fact that he literally would break the stitches and start pouring blood again. It was that severe of a cut.
Ooh, so, quick update for you. Glenn Denning got blindsided a little bit, and Foxa came to his defense. Dropped the gloves.
Well,
attaboy,
exciting
Foxa.
Stuff.
Attaboy, Foxa. Also, got to be careful with Glenn Denning. It's his first game back, so we got to be careful with him.
Love to see him back.
Love to see him back, although
I'm a big Glenn Denning fan.
I am too, but I will say he's not coming back next season. I just don't see it working. There's too many kids in the pipeline right now that need to come up, and Glenn Denning is not going to take that spot. I don't think so.
No,
that's me.
I don't think so.
And so,
like,
go ahead.
I rewound, and Foxa was like pinned. Who is this? 47. I don't know anything about the Canucks, because why would you? Because no one cares.
Good point.
I don't know who that is, but he had him like pinned up against the board, still throwing punches, buried him into the ice. Love to see it.
Foxa, get aggressive.
But yeah, I would love Glenn Denning to be back for his penalty killing prowess in particular.
Yep.
But we need Stank up. I think Maverick Bork's gonna be up.
Yep. You know something interesting I've heard about some of our one of our prospects is Harley, because people have been like, we need Harley, need Harley, where's he at? I have heard that he has not progressed like the Stars wanted him to, and that's why he's still in the AHL. It scares me a little bit, because he was so highly touted, and he's been one of our higher up prospects for it feels like a long time now. So
yeah,
I'll be curious, because obviously the team is able to add a couple more skaters that can be with the team once the playoffs start. You know, the Black Aces, much like Rube Hintz was.
Yep.
Still carries Keavy. That name to this day, Keavy. So it'll be interesting to see who they pull up. I'm glad you said Stankoven, because I do have to bring this up. It's an off-ice topic, but it's something that we posted about on Instagram and Facebook today. Logan Stankoven loves the Mudaris. He said it's his favorite logo, and he doesn't understand why they didn't make it the reverse retro.
I don't understand either.
I want to attribute
Stanky.
Mm-hmm. I want to attribute that comment to this show.
I think it's we really pushed it.
I think we did bring it up when we interviewed him.
Absolutely, and it's 100%, like, Mudaris slander will not be tolerated.
It will not be tolerated, and I've seen some of it people in the comments. I've seen you.
Just, you guys know, you're on watch. You were on watch.
Watching you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so funny seeing the comments roll in, and it's like, one person, oh my god, bring the Mudaris back, and then somebody else, it should just die. Like, it's still so divisive, even though the people that say it should die are wrong. That's neither here nor there.
Dead wrong.
But I love, in our stance as a show, is very well documented.
Mm-hmm. You can check the tape.
So
check the tape.
People now that want to come into our comments section and say that the Mooterus should go away, you'll never get a like from me.
No, sir,
personally. And we won't even acknowledge it.
Not going to get a like. Just might even hide the comment.
Nope, not from us. Not from us.
Yeah.
We will not tolerate it. But he even got a custom hat made. And he reached out to the team and was like, hey, is it cool if I get this on the hat? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So he might have had a hand in the Mooterus flat bills that were on sale at the all the hangars and in the AAC.
Whoa, I don't know. For real? I'll be there. Oh, hey, by the way, next Tuesday I won't be here. I'll be at the game.
Hey, we love that.
Me too.
Cashing in on the... we should just bring all our shit and record from the...
I was going to say, we love a good live correspondence.
Yeah. I mean, but...
what section are you going to be in, Jason?
That's a great question, actually. I need to look that up. But I'll let you know.
Look for a guy in probably a reverse retro Marchment jersey. There's not a lot of them.
Or hopefully an all-star.
And with Steve in a Jamie Oleksiak Kraken jersey.
Oh,
in my all-star jersey, actually. You're right.
You should definitely rock the all-star jersey.
I just received a text, boys.
If it fucking gets here.
Uh-oh.
And we hope. What can Brown do for you?
Oh, boy.
Not a lot, apparently.
One of our old friends, Garrett, the proprietor and CEO of Texas Hockey Apparel.
GJ
just sent me a text, and he asked, how long have they been putting this BS black trail on the puck? And so that has led me to ask you guys, what are your thoughts on the trail? It's one of those things where if you're not watching, intently watching and seeing it, you don't really notice it.
Oh my God.
But there is a
dude.
Tiny black trail now that fades away behind the puck. So I don't know.
We're on Bally's tonight, right?
Unfortunately.
Yes.
All right, hold up. I'm pulling
Which,
up
by the now. Way, another piece of news, dude. Since we're just unloading news right now, Bally's is officially going bankrupt. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Listen, I know we all hated Fox Sports as much as Bally's, but now it's what's next?
We're just not going to have any options at this point.
Apparently not in NHL 66.
Yeah, I was reading, obviously, first of all, because I'll probably cut that out just in the interest of protecting our streaming sources, if you know, know. But they got their VPN issue sorted out. No VPN needed.
None. No.
It works like a charm.
We have been rocking and rocking.
They got it sorted.
But yeah, it's I don't mind it. I don't mind the trail.
So I was watching on Saturday, and that's when I first noticed the puck tracer. But at the beginning of the power play, there was a broken stick that went flying.
Did it catch it?
No, it. I could not tell the difference between what was a broken stick and then somebody else lost a stick, plus the puck tracer. I had no idea what was going on. And it's like, dude, there's one less guy on the ice. The puck is easy to follow. You see the movement on a power play is so obvious, from a bird's eye view, a broadcast angle. You can see it's going to go around the corners. It's going to go behind the net. They're going to try and get it to the slot and ideally in the goal. But it's like, dude, it's so unnecessary. And they haven't done it all year except for starting in the last week. Why now?
Why try to improve your product when you're literally about to go bankrupt?
Product, yeah.
Where was us all 5 years ago? I guess Fox Tracker or Fox may have had the IP on it, and they were
they have the glow puck, I think.
Yep. I kind of missed that. It helped people that were not familiar with the sport or had trouble watching it.
But then we all got HD TVs.
I think still,
and then you
could
see the puck.
I really still think that it would work, honestly.
I will say, I think it just helps people who are newer to the game kind of understand what's happening and help them follow a little more.
I will say they do at least highlight shots or high-speed passes and puck movement red.
Right.
So you can see it, but like black on the ice with all the black sticks outside of Pavelski, you can't see it half the time. It's very confusing. Yeah,
that's fair.
Like, I suppose it's good for, there was a few times where the puck went wide of the net and like the puck tracer went just past the post and you could clearly see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But come on, it's so unnecessary. Plus they're doing the, they want to highlight who's on the power play. So they have five name banners up at the beginning and it takes up the whole screen and you can't even see all the names. And then they have to put up who's got the puck, and TNT does something similar and it looks terrible when they do it too. I'm like, guys, I know we live in the age of information, but sometimes too much information is a thing.
Like, figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Give your balls a tug.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All solid insight.
I do have one other point. A recommendation, if you will.
Okay.
I was at the game on Saturday. Not the Seattle game. Although, that probably would have been pretty cool.
That would have been neat.
The Avalanche game a week and a half ago.
Yes.
The atmosphere in the AAC. Oh, Pip's got the shakes.
Yep.
The atmosphere in the AAC, electric. Absolutely electric. And when it felt like a playoff game, I can't imagine. I've been several times in the actual playoffs, but I think this year is going to be must-see live-action hockey.
I agree.
If you have the means to go, even I've sat in the nosebleeds every time, and it's a lot of fun, even though we didn't win any of the games that I went to.
Yikes.
Yo.
Yeah,
and what, dude.
I'm going to risk it. And I was doubly pissed because that was a first-round game against Nashville that we lost, and then a second-round game against St. Louis that we lost. And I hate both of those teams.
Yeah. The dreaded 2019 postseason campaign.
Yes. And then the totally legit Zuccarello tackle when he didn't even have the puck play that legal. Totally illegal.
We don't have to dive more into it. We're no negativity right now.
I'm not salty about it.
We all live
here. Yes, go if you can. Go if you can, if you have the means to. I understand it's expensive, but it is going to be wild. I'll be there at least once.
I think all of us will make the trip. Shannon will be there as well. I can promise you that. The Stars are definitely in a position, and I hate how little attention they get from the mainstream media here in DFW, and we've talked about it already before. We don't need to get into it before we wrap things up, but I think it's just the same thing, and I'm going to say it. This city is very bandwagon-y. When a team is doing well, they absolutely rally around them, especially when it comes to the playoffs. So I will say I am looking forward to that time that – people start to notice this is a good team, and it has been. I mean, knock on wood, we've been the best team in the Central and one of the best, if not the best teams in the West for a majority of the season. And so this is not news to Stars fans or even, you know, passerby hockey fans. This is where we're at. This is a big year for us. And I think it's the beginning of something really special because of the prospects we have coming up and the ability to make a little more commotion in free agency, which I think next week we should really look into talking about what can work to extend or not extend, but re-sign Max Domi, because I think he brings something truly special to this team on and off the ice. But yeah, I think we're in a really cool time. I think something's about to happen that's going to be really special with this team, and I can't wait to start meeting new people and hearing about, you know, this is, oh, I've heard you guys, and I wanted to, you know, I'm not a big avid follower, but you guys dumb it down a little bit. No offense, but we do. We don't get super into the deep stats and all, like, the, you know, the percentages on ice and everything all the time. So we like to keep it, we keep it tight. I do, however, before we wrap this up, I want to talk about this. I put this on the run sheet. I don't know if you guys saw. This is the second time that we're talking about Wings on this particular episode. The Buffalo Wild Wings Incorporated has been sued by a man who is claiming that boneless wings are just chicken nuggets. And I knew it was going to be a fun little topic to wrap up the show on.
Did you see the tweet that they put out?
No, I didn't. No, and I'm glad that you said that because I did not know that they put out a tweet.
Oh, hold on. Let me go find it really quick. I meant to pull this up earlier. Oh, just Google B-dubs.
Yeah. So I do want to say this one thing, and this is probably going to catch. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. I will choose boneless wings over traditional. I prefer them. I'm not a big fan of food that has bones in it. Because when I'm ready to chow, I don't want any obstacles. I want to go. I don't want to have to pick things off. I don't want to have to navigate. I just want to rock.
Absolutely.
And don't get me wrong. I do like traditional wings. I will eat them. Maybe a hot take. I actually really enjoy the wings from Hooters. I like the breaded wings.
Agreed.
I
will legit go out of my way for Hooters wings. Not because of the atmosphere. Daytona Beach, though, is where it's at. The Daytona Beach sauce is where it's at.
They're good.
It's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Really quick. B-Dub's tweet is like, all right, it is true. Our boneless wings are all white chicken, all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham, and our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
So. Solid.
Yeah.
Just a solid response. And it just shows how dumb we are as a society.
You can sue anybody for anything.
You really can. You better lawyer up, buddy.
Like, what does this guy hope to gain from this?
Some notoriety, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you can't claim any sort of punitive damages because the boneless wings that you consider to be chicken nuggets were labeled inappropriately. Like, it's not like they're 25% chicken, but they're labeling it as 100%. Like, what is the point?
What is the point?
What is the point of any of this?
I mean,
what is the meaning of life?
What is
if you ask Hitchhiker's Guide, it's 42.
42 is the answer to everything.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Robinson.
Oh, I'm philosophical over here. I thought that was my turn.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson, the answers to everything. Okay, boys, let's wrap it up with one more thing. Since we're on the topic of wings, you're at Buffalo Wild Wings, and regardless of if you get boneless or traditional, you only have one sauce and one dipping sauce. The dipping sauce is easy because it's either ranch or blue cheese. But yep. You can only go to one sauce for your entire order. Jason, I see you pondering, so I'm going to go to you first. What sauce are you getting from Buffalo Wild Wings? Is there one in particular? And if you don't eat Buffalo Wild Wings a lot, that's okay.
No, that's okay. Fine. I got you. All right. Give me completely naked.
Whoa.
No sauce. And my dipping sauce is ketchup. They're fucking chicken nuggets anyways, right? Ayo!
Hey!
Just kidding. Well, mango habanero over at B-Dub, sorry.
Okay. Good.
Love me some mango habanero.
All right. I appreciate that. I've got the list pulled up, but I actually kind of had one in mind. But go ahead, Patrick. What sauce on the wings and what dipping sauce?
I am also going mango habanero boneless chicken nuggets.
Whoa, okay.
With ranch, although I am partial to
Wingstop. Ranch.
Wingstop's ranch is absolutely unmatched.
And this is unsolicited information, but the Cajun dry rub at Wingstop is solid.
Okay.
So that would be my number one pick. Mango habanero would be two because I don't really like B-dubs, but...
And that's fine. I get that.
That's just my opinion.
I don't know, man. So you got to get the Asian zing sauce with the, the cheese curds. Chef's
that is, I've it's, never it even heard of that.
It slaps, dude. It slaps. It'll burn your butthole, but it slaps.
I've been training for years.
Yeah.
Fink?
Well, boys, yeah. I think I am, I'm going to be on an island by myself here. I'm okay with it. Let me go ahead and just, let me just hurt you up front. I love blue cheese, so I am picking blue cheese as my dipping sauce. And yes, I know it's moldy cheese.
I'm here for it, man. I support this.
Okay, I appreciate that. And after much deliberation within myself, I like spicy foods, but I also will pick a better flavor over just something that's spicy. And so I'm going to go with teriyaki. Ooh, I really enjoy their teriyaki.
Nothing wrong with that.
And boneless, of course. Yeah, boneless. But the teriyaki. So that's, yeah.
And I agree that the ranch versus blue cheese debate is a bit overblown. I don't particularly enjoy blue cheese that much, but it is very close to ranch. I just don't like the texture of it.
Right.
That's fair.
I don't like the curd. Like,
but
the,
they're very similar they in are. Taste.
They get the tang and blue cheese sets it apart, but I actually like the curd. If I take a little dip and I get a little extra fun, I'm like, wow, what a surprise. Look at this.
Yeah. I don't want any of that.
I'll take
any of that.
Send
you
it my
keep
way.
Keep that mold on yours. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Send it my
I'll
way.
I'll dip around the mold in there, okay?
Yeah, you dip around that mold.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, I think that's a wrap. Honestly, just missed you guys last week. Missed all the French fries. Glad we got to get back to do this.
Kind of a bullshitting episode, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there really
sometimes
wasn't
bullshit.
Yeah, you know, we caught up on the things that I think we needed to catch up on. You know, J-Rob is still rocking it. He's going to be hopefully breaking
9 points away from a
Madonna record. So
he's a Madonna away from it, if you know what I mean.
Madonna, if you're listening, come on the podcast and talk about it.
Yeah, hey, I mean, if you ask by our numbers, definitely people thought we had him on for the 9th episode. So
That we did. Also, I do want to shout out before before we end this, today is the, I think, 2-year anniversary of when we had Riley Tufte on, and that was episode, I believe, 13. So we are now on 108.
Wow.
Unreal. Unreal. Maybe we'll reach out to him. Maybe we'll get him back on, talk about the Texas Stars. Looks
Johnny,
like
Johnny, babe.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. So, yeah.
Dad to Ben to Johnny.
The dad line.
Daddy daycare.
Dude, Wyatt's now third in rookie points. So,
and he still won't get the respect and recognition.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to sidetrack us any longer because we're almost at an hour. Did y'all see Maddie Beniers on the bench either Monday or Saturday?
Negative.
No. I had to look it up because you look at Wyatt Johnson and you're like, that kid is 19 years old. I looked at Maddie Beniers and I was like, this dude is damn near 40. He looks older than I do, and he's 20 years old.
His ID says I am 19.
I am 12.
There's no way this guy is 20. He's like, I don't know. It just blew my mind how old he looks. That's a little sidebar. Sorry to derail our closure here.
No, I mean, shit, dude. It's hockey. We're here to talk hockey.
It is hockey.
We did it. We did talk hockey. But, Pat, you want to roll us out, and we'll call this one a wrap.
Yeah, make good choices, and while you're at it, stay sassy. Always another good choice.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're making good choices and staying sassy, why don't you go and stay moist as well?
I love that. And don't, for any reason, even if you decide to sue McDonald's because they make weird hamburgers, forget your Kermit tattoos or Buffalo Wild Wings for chicken nuggets. They have a Cardi B burger meal now.
Yeah, bro, it's great. Cardi B and Offset?
Yup.